This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Exciting about today, new developments that are easy to understand. Well, let's hope that I can make them easy to understand. A quick conversation is not enough to dig around and come up to the standards that I have set here for this program. So let's have conversation and get to the bottom of some things with what's happening on Friday the 10th of March. So he said, he is Doug. How wonderful it is to be back here again, 7 after the hour, with the focus on what the United States is all about. Have the highest top statutory corporate tax rate in the world. How about that, boys and girls? Do you know that? That's what the Trumpster has been saying all along. Got to get these corporate tax rates down. Our rate is 39% on average. There's a G20 summit meeting coming up. You know, the countries that have all the most activity when it comes to producing things and selling things. So this study that came out this week suggests that what we have going on here is the reason a lot of people are leaving. People, companies, jobs, twice as high. That rate is twice as high as what the Russians pay. Russian businesses pay 20% tax on average. We pay 39%, if we have a corporate structure here in this country. Saudi Arabia and Turkey have the lowest corporate tax rate. Yes, they are in the G20. Saudi Arabia and Turkey have large, very large output. U.S. winning the top spot on this list after Japan and Germany, which were the first and second heretofore, cut their rates. There have been no changes in our federal corporate tax rates since 2003. Highest top statutory rate in the G20. Would you like to know where some of the other corporate tax rates are on this list? Japan, 37%. Argentina, 35%. South Africa, 34%. Let's see here, 32% in India. Italy is 31%. 30% in Germany. 26% in Canada. 25% in China. 24% in South Korea. 20% in Russia. I gave you that one already. Let's see. So you look at these tax rates, corporate tax rates, and there's no wonder. Most people don't even know this stuff. Most people on the radio don't talk about this sort of thing. But I think it's important to know that there, you know, the people who keep saying, the rich have got to pay more. Yeah, why is that? Why do rich people have to pay more? So they can be penalized for being successful? Yeah, but we've got all these poor people. Yeah, we have all these poor people because we've encouraged them in many instances. Not all. Some people are poor, not because of circumstance, but because of things that have happened that they had no control over. If you have control over your future, if you have control over your life, if you're in charge, that is, if you're healthy mentally and physically, then you ought to have a job and you ought to be able to pay your own way. There are plenty of examples of people who've done that. Now, is there a difference between what white people make and black people make? Yep. An opportunity? Yep. All the things that are put forth in movies like that 13th Amendment focus, where it really is clear that black people have been disenfranchised, they've been abused. But you know what? There are also plenty of examples of black people who have made it, who have taken the opportunity that's here and done something with it. Are there prejudices? Do people keep those who are different than them down? Absolutely. Part of the human condition. It doesn't go on just here. Good God. try to be a black person and start a business in South Africa. You know, they say apartheid is over. Bunkum. I was talking to somebody from South Africa on the plane this past week, and what's going on there is not much different than what went on before apartheid was ended. It sounds good, feels good, and the blacks who get ahead because they are taken care of. But you know as well as I do, that's what goes on. If there is a desire on the part of the people who have businesses to take care of those who don't, there are plenty of, in our country, black-owned businesses that are supportive of, let's say, the automotive industry. Companies that make door handles, or they make shift levers, or they make wiring components. We think that everything is made by General Motors or Boeing. And in fact, most things are not made by them. They are assemblers. Many of the same, the Takata company, for example, has been in so much trouble because of the harness that they use to hold the airbag in to the steering wheel. 94% of all cars made in the world have Takata airbags in them. So that does it. If you're driving a BMW or you're driving a Kia, you still got the same airbag. And that's true of the wiring. That's true of a lot of the components, the tires, the brakes, you know that. They're all made by companies that support. This is part of what the dream is about. Smaller companies developing to support the bigger companies. And it's cheaper for them to make the stuff than it is to have the big companies have their union, expensive union employees make the stuff. So they buy it, bring it in, and then they put it all together. And each time in America, each time you have a step where that happens, let's talk about assembling a car or assembling a plane, the things that come in are taxed. So the plane may be sold and taxed, but all the wiring that goes into the plane is sold to Boeing, and they pay a tax on that. That's why the idea, talking about taxes, of a sales tax makes so much sense. And in many countries, there's a move afoot to have one tax, one sale, that's it. So that would be if Boeing or General Motors were to be, and you were to be a part of that system, all the things that went together to build a car wouldn't be taxed. So the car would be cheaper to build, and therefore cheaper to sell, and therefore we'd save money. And at the end of the day, all that tax would go to help support the things that we're now supporting with our tax dollars. But there's so many opportunities for waste and fraud and corruption all the way up and down the scale. It's pretty disgusting, actually. So to understand where we are and why we're on the top of the list has to do with the philosophy that prevails and you listen to it. That's why it's so, the right word is disingenuous, or disingenuine of people to cry about whether they're black or white or whether they're politicians or they aren't. We got to pay more taxes here to take care of these people. No, we got to give people an opportunity to develop businesses, as I have just described, to come up with an opportunity. There are so many opportunities that through tax incentives could be created in our country. Look at what's going on environmentally. There are all kinds of, like the EPA, things that are ruled by them, even though they've got a meathead for their administrator, Scott Pruitt, and he says that carbon dioxide isn't a primary contributor to global warming. Okay, you notice that primary contributor, there's a wordsmithing going on there. There have been many people all along who have just said no to carbon dioxide, that it's not a contributor. And so to say that it's not a primary contributor isn't playing with words. It is the truth. I'm not a fan of Scott Pruitt. I think, as I said a minute ago, he's a meathead. But his first major address this week suggested that there ought to be more debate and analysis on the issue. He said, quote, "I think that measuring with precision the human activity on the climate is something very challenging, and there's tremendous disagreement because that people claim it's a primary contributor, and we don't see that." And we don't see that. But to have companies like the Tesla company come along and build a car that doesn't require, in the operation of the car, it doesn't require the production of any carbon dioxide. In the car itself, driving it, yeah, but putting it together, building those batteries, the plants that stamp the panels, the exterior of the car, anything that has anything to do with the building of the car, is producing carbon dioxide. So Elon Musk, who's the head of Tesla, says, okay, we'll build a battery and we'll figure out how to make all of this stuff without using a fossil fuel base. And it'll happen. But right now, there's a lot of money involved. And so this will continue. It isn't going to change. We need to watch and continue to monitor. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is doing that. Because there is an average rise in temperatures, but it isn't just human emissions, human-made emissions. It really is what's going on with the planet. Thus, you heard the story this week of the earthquake danger here in California. That's nothing to do with carbon monoxide. Has to do with Mother Nature. But if that were to happen, if an earthquake were to happen, all kinds of gases would come out of the earth. Because that happens when there's an earthquake. The gases pour out of the earth, and most of it's carbon dioxide. Because it's made by fossil fuels. Wow, Doug, you've taught us a lot in the last few minutes. It's 18 past the hour now on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now, HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printers are only $99.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now get an HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printer for only $99.99. Valid on SKU 2256781 and 31117.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Life. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And I stepped into a satin dancing
girl. Reba.
I stood on the side, cleaned her lead up to my head. It was
Eva. She's awake now.
As she is.
So are we. So are you.
Awake and alive.
Your one chance fancy, don't let me down.
Right, crank this up. It's Annie, get your gun.
Or it's fancy. But okay.
Fancy from Annie, get your gun.
There you go.
Thank you. So, back in 1999, Reba took the lead role in the Broadway revival of Annie Get Your Gun. She got really good reviews, and she became quite the popular live actress. Nobody thought, this is the thing. You get identified as one sort of performer, or in, like I'm identified as a radio performer. And so people wouldn't think about me doing other things normally. Although I could do other things. Had a chance to do a game show once. I wonder how I would have done with that. Jennifer, you're identified. Why are you laughing? Victoria just gave me that scoff laugh of hers.
Because I think it's hilarious to think of you hosting a game show.
Really?
Well, because they're so mean. Really? They're so, like, inane. I just can't picture you doing that.
For $4.5 million.
I mean, Pat Sajak is legit drunk every day that he has to spin the Wheel of Fortune. So that's how he gets through it.
What a great
job,
admitted
that. Look, Vanna White's job is the best. She gets paid a lot of money and doesn't even talk.
Stand there and clap her hands.
Yeah.
I wonder about that. And everybody knows who she is. That hasn't really hit
it. That's right.
All right. Meanwhile, back at Reba's camp. She has not been in Broadway since 1999, but now this song has inspired a new musical because this song tells what kind of a story, Jennifer? What's the story?
The story of Fancy. The story of Fancy is that she was a very poor girl with a poor mama who had a poor baby. And the mother gets her all, like, dolled up one day because she's getting ready to lose her house. She's sick. The baby's sick. Everybody's, like, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So she spends every last dollar that she has to buy fancy a red dancing dress, which is velvet with the slit clean up to her hip, and sends Fancy out to go meet a man. And she does. So Fancy goes out and, you know, becomes a prostitute and makes a living for herself.
Fancy.
And the mother...
Fancy that.
Yeah, the mother dies, the baby gets taken away, but Fancy's okay. She's living in a penthouse.
Uh-huh.
See?
And there was a version of this that was done by Bobby Gentry back in 1969. The Ode to Billy Joe, remember that? Or Bobby Joe, whatever that song was. She's the one who did that. So this is an interesting storyline. This is they're now sort of prepping it, I think, for performances. They're starting what has been described as a developmental lab for the productions. They're off Broadway in the West Side Theater next week on this. So is she a part of this from the beginning, or is there somebody else who's going to be starring this? Who knows the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that, but I would imagine Reba's pretty, she's pretty smart. She's a good businesswoman,
yes,
so I would
good.
Imagine that she would probably be part of this somehow.
Yeah. So also, there'll be songs in this, like Loretta Lynn's Don't Come Home A-Drinkin'.
That's fun.
Loving On Your Mind. Uh-huh. Let's see, also on this show, Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line. I'd go see if it's with that.
Yeah.
I walk the line. Let's see here. Then there's also a song from Gretchen Wilson. Is that Brian's daughter? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Gretchen Wilson?
Gretchen Wilson's not Brian's daughter, no.
Redneck women. This kind of thing wouldn't be allowed in Brian's family. Is that the story?
I'm guessing that this is going to be part of this musical, probably, because she'll be reflecting, and these are probably the songs that she's hearing in her head, right?
Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll take modern-day country songs and probably put them into this story of Fancy,
bring it up.
Right.
That looks like a good take. I'd go see this.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'd probably be fun. The musical will probably be incredible.
28 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
My pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little
Galway girl. Jig there going on, 34 at the hour. It's Doug Steffen and Good Day. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hope this week has been a memorable one for you, a good one, positive one, important one. Speaking of the week, looking back at the charts from Talkers Magazine this past week, we were on the, we're one-third of our way through the month of March already. Time marches on. And as it does, some of the things that are important on people's minds are changing and some stay the same. So that's why we measure it for our weekly countdown program. I just give you a sort of a preview of it. Many of the same stations that carry this program carry Talk Radio Countdown Show. So you'll be interested to have the first look. They're not cheating. It's just sort of, okay, I got my leg up on what has been the focus of most of the conversation for this past week. A lot of sports activities, as you can imagine, beginning of baseball season. People getting excited about that. People here in L.A. missing Vin Scully already. Number nine on the list, the Iranian nuke program and those cheating guys. Though there's some, remember the old cheating, those cheating hearts, those cheating bad guys. So let's see. The women protesting in the International Day of the Women, number eight this week. Ben Carson focusing on climate change in a speech, number seven. The tensions between the North Koreans and the rest of the world, number six. The focus on, you got to not misplace the modifier here. The Russians have been accused of somehow or other tampering with our campaign here last year, and so those allegations continue. Number four, the deportation policies, what's going on at our borders. Matter of fact, let's spend a little bit of time on that, listening to this report about how the illegal crossings have dropped dramatically since Donald Trump became president.
Illegal border crossings appear to have dropped in February. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports over 23,000 people were caught at or prevented from crossing the southwest border in February. In February 2016, that total was over 38,000 people. Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly reports from the beginning of October, when former President Barack Obama was in office, until Trump's inauguration, patrol officers apprehended 157,000 undocumented immigrants, an increase from the same period a year before. It's unclear if that number is countrywide or just at the southern border. Kelly attributes the, quote, dramatic drop to President Donald Trump. The Trump administration has expanded the power of immigration officers and vowed to end the so-called catch-and-release program, and plans for the multi-billion dollar border project are moving forward. The mere talk of tougher immigration policy might contribute to fewer border crossings, but experts say other factors like political climate in a person's home country and the cost of smuggling can have an effect, too.
Oh, come on. I love these guys. Come on. Why do you think the number has gone down on average, the number of illegal border crossings dropping from 31,578 in the course of a month to 18,762 on average the first 2 months of the year? You think that's because Obama's out of office? Well, maybe, I suppose, because Trump is in there. I see this as a good thing. Illegal border crossings going down, in my mind, that is one of the big issues, and that's one of the reasons Trump got elected. How he has done it to this point, a little awkward in some of the pronouncements and how it was getting done, so they fixed most of that this week, or a lot of it anyhow, to the satisfaction of some of the stiff critics, or some people won't make any difference because they don't want anything to change. They want to keep letting people come in because we're the land of opportunity. Yeah, that's swell. You want to keep paying for it? Help yourself. I don't want to. I don't think it's fair for me to pay for somebody who's coming here illegally and not really participating in the system 100%. All right, so let's see. Where were we? Oh, that was number four. Number three, WikiLeaks and the big dump. So what's interesting about that, there's always a story behind a story. So after the dust has settled this week on everybody grousing, or not, scratch everybody, on many people, look at that bastard, Julian Assange. He's ruining our country. Go get him. Hang him up by his nails. Fingernails, that is. Or toenails. So WikiLeaks came back this week and offered to help Google and Apple, among others, identify the software used by the CIA as hacking tools. Ha ha! So what's that going to do to the tech industry? I think that's pretty putting the expression, put your money where your mouth is. Companies have a responsibility and a financial incentive to fix these problems in their software, but accepting help from WikiLeaks, some say, is ethically unreasonable. Why? Because they're so unethical that they've told us what's going on and how we're getting screwed by the government? What's unethical about that? Julian Assange says that the WikiLeaks people will help technology companies find and fix software vulnerability. There'll be companies that will take advantage of that. Maybe not the really visible ones like Apple and Google, but the others, many of the others who are in the cyber business, they don't want cyber espionage. And so with the revelation this week in that disclosure on Tuesday, comes an announcement yesterday about working with the companies who want to know what kind of access they'll give them. I'm not sure. It's not part of it, and I wouldn't understand it even if if I told you what was going on. I wouldn't understand what it is. I just am happy to know that Assange, who's kind of a jerk as a person, but that doesn't mean jerks and criminals are not necessarily one of the same. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. I don't see this as criminal activity at all. I think Snowden is a hero, frankly, in a manner of speaking. It depends on how you use the word. I'm not sure I think Assange is a hero, but I think that we need to know what it is that our government is doing, because we all, if you got a brain in your head, you don't trust the government. Or, you know, maybe that's not true. It's not fair. Don't trust the government. It is the people who are running the government that aren't trustworthy. For whatever reasons they're trying to do all of this stuff, they say it's for protection, and it's really not. You know that, and I know that. You know the TSA isn't there to protect you at all. They don't, what do? Bunch of flat-footed clowns, for the most part. So that's not really what they're all there to do. Don't kid yourself. Number two item on the chart from Talkers this week focused on Donald Trump and the wiretapping accusations against Obama. I think those are ridiculous, frankly. I think Trump sounds crazy when he comes up with stuff like that. I just don't think that there is... It's foolishness. And that's what gives him... That's what concerns me about his credibility, because a lot of things he's doing are really good. But you come up with crackpot stuff like that, and just, plenty of you probably are buying it and thinking, yeah, that bastard Obama, what does Obama care at this point anyway, and why would he have cared even then? Obama just got a $60 million deal for he and his wife to write a couple of books. He doesn't give a damn about any of this stuff. And why should he? I don't see it, frankly. I do see the number one focus this week, the overhaul of health care, as being very important. And they did the same thing, they being the Trump administration, they've done the same thing with the health care overhaul that they did with the first round of how to fix the immigration problem. They made a mess of it. And so now they've corrected it. And most of the stuff, much of it actually, is pretty thoughtful, pretty well done. It took a couple of months to do it right. And that's what they need to do with the healthcare overhaul bill. They've got a good first start, I guess you could, because it's causing discussion, and that's good. But to say he's going to ruin everything, now they'll fix it. Trump's not going to ruin anything. He may, change a few things up and make some people uncomfortable, but this country's too big and there's too much going on here. One guy can't ruin it. Just can't. They change policies and direction, which is what a lot of us want anyway, right? Okay, Doug, take a deep breath in a moment. The story from Utah about DUI laws, and let's see if we have a moment to dig into what Ben Carson actually said about climate change. That's up next here on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, Steve, do a couple of quick overviews here in the time that remains before we get to Uri Geller. The governor of Utah, Gary Herbert, is going to probably sign new legislation that was passed the other day, making the state of Utah, they call it the Beehive State, as intolerant to drunk driving as what you find in Europe. Listen to this overview. If you live in Salt Lake and are listening to this program or anywhere in Utah, look out below.
Utah could soon have the toughest DUI law in the nation. The state Senate voted Wednesday to lower the legal blood alcohol level from 0.08 to 0.05 for drivers. To put that into perspective, a 160-pound man could blow a 0.05 after drinking two beers. And a 120-pound woman would be pretty close to the legal limit after just one drink. Supporters of the new legislation say it will help keep dangerous drivers off the road and prevent drunken driving accidents. And the 0.05 blood alcohol content limit falls in line with what the National Transportation Safety Board recommended back in 2013. But some experts say the proposal might not do much to make the roads safer. A statement from the American Beverage Institute notes more than 70% of alcohol-related traffic fatalities are caused by drivers with a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or higher. A spokesperson for Utah Governor Gary Herbert says he is supportive of the bill, but wouldn't say whether he plans to sign it. If he does, the law will take effect December 30th, 2018.
Okay. So do I have to say anything other than Utah and Mormons? Mormons and their idea of what's moral and moralistic? Okay. That's probably enough said on that score. Chinese are working on a new spacecraft that will be able to land on the moon and to fly in low Earth orbit together. That is, it will be like a shuttle and then, bingo, it will go off. Be able to go off to the moon. How about that, for those of you named Alice? To the moon, Alice. To be able to do that by 2023, so they say. And Ben Carson, as the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, said that African slaves were immigrants this week. That caused a hoopla, as you can imagine. 10 minutes for the hour.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Overview of what's going on in the world, and I always appreciate the opportunity of being able to talk to my friend Uri Geller from his home in Israel about not only that stuff that's going on there, but stuff that's going on with all of us, with you and with me. And if you're Jewish, more holy days. This weekend represents what in the Jewish year? There are a lot of different holidays that Christians don't understand and don't pay much attention to. So what is the... and I think sometimes, Uri, it's misnomered as a celebration. It isn't necessarily always a celebration, is it?
Come on, please. Well, Doug, this weekend is Purim. And you spell Purim P-U-R-I-M. Oh, I just noticed that my name is in Purim. U-R-I is in the middle of Purim.
Uri, yes, there it is.
Yeah, it's a holiday, it's a Jewish holiday, of course, that commemorates the saving of the Jewish people from Haman. Haman, we're going back to the Persian, ancient Persian Empire, Haman was planning to kill all the Jews. And this is very interesting because each year, Jewish children are told the same story over and over again. The story is of Esther, who was a female, the hero of Purim. Esther was a young, beautiful woman in Persia. She was raised by her religious cousin Mordechai, and the villain of the story is Haman. And Haman was an advisor to King Ahasuerus. And this holiday is where children and adults, believe it or not, all dress up and masquerade. And in about an hour's time, we're going to go walking. And I'm looking out of the window now, and it's just unbelievable how everyone is dressed up. Some are sailors, pirates. I see lots of small Donald Trumps running around. By the way, besides Halloween, is there anything like this in America?
No, I was just thinking that it sounded a little bit like Halloween, but no, there's nothing really, unless you consider the dress-up for Christmas sometimes that goes on, but I don't think there's anything else that comes close to that. And to sort of back up a little bit here, what it does, in a way, is point out something that a lot of people have lost when it comes to the focus on what the Jews have been going through for millennia. That somebody's always trying to push them into the sea, somebody's always trying to kill them, somebody's always trying to get rid of them. And I don't know that that's true on the other side. I say this may be a political statement, but I don't know. I know the Jews have been chased around pretty much for the entirety of their existence, but have Arabs or other, I mean, Christians have been persecuted for sure, but I'm trying to think of whether or not, and I ask this question not knowing the answer, whether Muslims have had that same fate any place where they've gone. Some people will say, well, they're enduring it today in America or in Europe, they're being persecuted. But do you know, we think of the Jews and the Arabs are Semites, and so they're really brothers.
Look, Doug, going back into ancient history, you will always find some nation, somewhere, some country, somewhere around the world, that were persecuted. With the Jews, remember, it all started in ancient Egypt when Moses took out the Jews out of Egypt into the Sinai desert, and there are quite a few holidays based on that, to the Promised Land, to the Holy Land, which is today Israel. But I'm sure that there are a lot of different religions all around the world, like you said, including Christianity, Christians, and many other religions that were somewhere down the line of history were killed and eliminated and persecuted. Of course, we are talking about the 1938, 1939, 40, 41, the rise of the Third Reich, mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler, who murdered 6 million Jews. Among them were also non-Jews. There were gypsies, homosexuals, people who were disabled. And today you can go to, for instance, Auschwitz, and you can see the awful, murderous ovens where they would burn their bodies. I guess, this is history. We are all the time at war. Three, four, 500 years ago, 2,000-3,000 years ago, we used bows and arrows. Today we have nuclear weapons.
Anga manga. All right, some perspective on things going on. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.